All right, I mentioned earlier that there's a machloket about the status of the Shabbos. The Shabbos Chazon, which is the calendar date of Tisha B'Av, so there's a machloket that plays out in a number of areas. So one machloket, whether there's a Shavuah Shechal Bo this year for Tisha B'Av. Shavuah Shechal Bo is the week of Tisha B'Av. So do we view this week as Shavuah Shechal Bo or not? So the Mechaber brings two shita. One shita holds that no, there is no Shavuah Shechal Bo this year because Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, and then the other opinion, which is what Ashkenazim follow, there is a Shavuah Shechal Bo. And then I want to read a little bit elsewhere. It comes up in, that's the Siman Tafkuf Nun Aleph, and then in Siman Tafkuf Nun Dalet, I'll read from the Tur. So the Tur says, "B'mechal Tisha B'Av Shabbat, if Tisha B'Av coincides with Shabbos, which it does this year, mutar b'kulan. So a person is allowed to do everything on Shabbos. There's no prohibitions on Shabbos in terms of the inuyim of Tisha B'Av. Rav Yitzchak mi Vienna katav af pishan dochin oto ad machar asur b'tashri shemita. So Rav Yitzchak from Vienna, that's one of the Rebbeim of the Maharam Rotenberg, said that's not the way. He says that even though it's pushed off, so a person is not allowed to have intimate relations with his wife this Shabbos, meaning to have a kover meito beregel, just like when a person buries somebody Rachman Aslan on Chol HaMoed. So is he's an avelus, but he's going to sit shiva afterwards. But there are dinim that attach to him. You know, after the kvura, he says shenidcha avelut alachar regel afilu hachi the bar shibitzina noeg. So the Gemara learns that he is prohibited on the bar shibitzina. So the same thing here, hachanami shabatzu gabi tishbav habi kmo regel. So this Shabbos, he says, is like it's like the regel basur b'tashmi shemitah. In other words, he wants to equate the two. In other words, we have a Shabbos. I'm not observing the dinim, the fasting on Shabbos and things like that, but nevertheless, like certain Yisurim will be Devar Meshibet Sinai, will be no way. V'harav Meir mi Rotenberg Chalak Alav. So the Maharam Rotenberg disagreed with his Rebbe. V'sof Rav, and at the end of his words, the Maharam Rotenberg says, U'miyu nachon lahachmir kidvrei mori. At the end of the day, I think you should follow my Rebbe. In other words, I feel that really more lenient, but I think you should follow my Rebbe. Shafilu hu mekel vani machmir, because even if he was lenient and I was machmir, I'd say follow him, he's lenient. But cholshkei shu machmir, certainly where he's machmir, he's saying the halacha is one way, and you're not allowed to do this. He says vani mekel. Certainly, I think you should follow him. So that's what he says. Baduni avia rush zikron lebracha. This is the tour. My father, the Rush, kadavu milashon tosefta tani malo shulchan avachulei. They know only klum. He says the language of the tosefta that, you know, for Shalshudis, Mal al Shulchano Apil Kisuda Shlomo be Malkuto, you can have on your table like the Suda Shlomo Melech, and you don't have to hold back from anything. It sounds like Mashma Shinumone Atsmo Mishum Davar, Afil Rishabit Senna. That language sounds like everything goes. He says, V'chein Amadabar, V'chein Ketav Ramban. So it's not Machloket Poskim, how to do it. First, I want you to understand what are the Shitot. So there's a Sefer Shirei Arav. It's the Torah from Rav Salvechik. It was edited by Rav Yakim Konigsberg, who's one of the Rosh Yeshiva at YU. So he gives a svara. He says that the chakira is like this. When I say the Tisha B'Av is pushed over, does it mean like this Shabbos has nothing to do with Tisha B'Av? The whole thing is Sunday, and this has got nothing to do with it. Or do I say there are certain dinim that are pushed over, but in Achinami, this Shabbos is still Tisha B'Av, which is the Tzad, said the Dvarim Shabbat Sinah, are prohibited. That's the first Ha'ara. Okay, now, let me just do a few other dinim that relate to this Shabbos, and then that'll be it. So the first is that, you know, you have to stop eating before Shkia. So Shkia, the way the Ma'is Manim has is at 8:04 p.m. this Shabbos, so you have to stop eating before 8:04 p.m. Now, I want to talk about, in the time that remaining, we have no time remaining. You know what? Maybe they'll call it a day now, and I'll speak a little bit more tomorrow. Okay, so that's it. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything I said? Rabbi Chanan, so, the year.